First interview of the show, and we're talking Green Bay Packers football. We're talking to Brian Caravu of CheeseheadTV.com, and always glad to have Brian with us because, well, we got to get that instant reaction to the Green Bay Packers after the preseason game last night that I'm sure most of you saw. Brian, welcome back to the show, and glad to talk to you now that we are officially into the 2012 football season. Hey, Brian.
Hello, good to be with you, and yeah, good to get back to football.
Definitely back, and you know, it's been a long time coming, although this season felt like it kind of snuck up on you. I think a lot of people got distracted for a while with the Olympics and everything, and then all of a sudden, you know, preseason football happens, and people are like, oh yeah, by the way, the NFL is here, and, you know, what are the Olympics? But it's pretty interesting now that we've gotten a full slate of games out of the way for one night anyway, gotten a good deal of games, saw the return of Peyton Manning in Denver, saw, you know, a couple other games too, but obviously people here are more focused on the Packers and the Chargers, and I guess the overall impression, just from talking to people since the game last night, overall impression is that fans aren't exactly pleased with what happened. I know it's only a preseason game, but things looked a little rough and a little sloppy out there.
Yeah, the theme of the day, I guess, was turnovers and injuries for the Packers, and neither of which were very good. So, you know, the outcome of the game is immaterial, but you want to come away healthy. The Packers didn't do that. They had two big injuries to linebacker Desmond Bishop and cornerback Devon House. We don't really know the extent of the injuries yet, but it appears Bishop's would be a little bit more severe than House's injury. But we're kind of waiting on the final word there to find out what happened exactly. And turnovers, not good either. Aaron Rodgers threw an interception, albeit he kind of got hit on the play from a pass rusher. The protection wasn't very good. Two fumbles in the running game. So, you know, all around just sloppy play last night.
You know, we look at this Green Bay Packers team, and I think people are just kind of expecting the well-oiled machine to come out there and put up 30 points in the first, you know, the first quarter or whatever, and away they went. It's only preseason, but as with any professional football team, you know, especially in a year. Now, last year they had the lockout, so everybody kind of got thrown together, and they're like, okay, we'll go play football. Now, this year, obviously they've had some time to prepare, but this Packers team, as always, is their trademark. They bring in a whole influx of new players, and that certainly was the case last night. You saw a lot of rookies out there, a lot of people that, you know, like Alex Green, who was hurt last year. You get to see some guys coming, you know, a lot of new guys, a lot of fresh faces for the Packers, a lot of evaluation time, and I'm sure that, you know, going through the film and everything, I'm sure they're going to have a lot to look at and a lot to work on now as they get back to practice today.
Exactly. You know, Packer fans are spoiled a little bit after seeing such a good offense the past few years. And you, what you saw yesterday was the Packers' first string, the starters, really didn't play all that well. And it's kind of surprising to not see a guy like Aaron Rodgers play well, the Super Bowl MVP. And again, I you know, repeat myself, and you know, he had a backup left tackle protecting him yesterday who kind of struggled. So you can kind of take that into effect a little bit, but still, you know, the interception, the turnovers didn't help. The Packers were without the services of Greg Jennings, a Pro Bowl wide receiver. So, yeah, and not exactly what you're used to, but it is only the first preseason game, and maybe they turn things around in the weeks to come.
You know, I've seen so many knee-jerk reactions to this game, everything from, you know, they're really going to miss Gio Philbin to, you know, the fact that maybe this is the year the Packers, you know, this is where they fall back to earth a little bit. But, you know, it's funny. I mean, so many people come into the game saying, well, it's only preseason, we don't care. And everybody's got a pretty strong opinion of the game after the fact. Talking to Brian Caravu of CheeseheadTV.com, you mentioned that they had some backups in there, and you talk a little bit about the depth of the Packers, and this is an area in which they've excelled in building depth at some key positions, you know, receiver, linebacker, even defensive back to some degree, although this year that'll be tested a bit since they're you know, doing a little shuffling there on defense. You know, I guess as far as that goes, got a good long look at some of these guys that are either trying to make the roster or trying to solidify themselves into a role on the Packers. You know, we're looking for standout guys. Were there any guys who stood out for you that, you know, other than the star guys that you know are going to be there every week, are there any guys that really stood out for you last night in the game?
Yeah, you know, before he got hurt, cornerback Devon House actually looked really good. There's kind of this competition at cornerback among a bunch of guys, Devon House, Jared Bush, Sam Shields, Casey Hayward, the rookie, and they're all kind of in a fight for playing time. And House really kind of took the bull by the horns yesterday. He did a nice job staying stride for stride with Vincent Brown on a third down pass that forced incomplete. He had a nice run stuff, a tackle for a loss of 3 yards, and just played better than all the other young cornerbacks on the team and really kind of solidified himself a little bit. Then he goes and gets hurt, and now, depending upon how severe it is, he could be back to square one. The Packers looking for a starter there. He looked really good. The first-round draft choice of the Packers, Nick Perry, he got a sack right away last night. He looked good. And the backup quarterback, Graham Harrell, started off slow, looked better as the night went along. So those are some positives to take away from the game.
You know, that's what we'll talk about a little bit here, some of the positive. Brian Caravu of CheeseheadTV.com, you know, the draft class. You mentioned Nick Perry. You mentioned a little bit about Casey Hayward. You know, the rookies are, you know, funny thing. People like their cards. People like to see how these new players come in and do from the draft. You know, even some of the undrafted guys, you know, saw, you know, Dale Moss making a couple of catches in the game. The rookie classes that come in from the Packers are usually pretty big classes. I mean, you're talking like 10, 12 guys that are coming in, you know, usually more too, that come in trying to make a name for themselves and get a spot on the roster. As you mentioned, Nick Perry got a sack, and I think that got everybody pretty pumped, as the pass rush last year was pretty disappointing. But you look at the draft class, any other standouts from the rookie class?
You know, what's really interesting is, you know, Nick Perry, he's making the transition to outside linebacker. There's another rookie outside linebacker on the Packers kind of making some waves. He's an undrafted guy. His name is Desmond Moses. He looked really good last night as well. You know, I think he only got limited playing time. It's the preseason. They shuffle guys in and out, and I think you might see, if you look in the box score, only one tackle by his name. But, man, he's out there. He's hustling. He's playing defense. He's playing special teams. He really looks good. He looks like his guy who's going to win a roster spot. So that's really nice to see, some good, young, talented outside linebacker. And you know, I think a lot of people wanted to see something out of the Packers' second-round draft choice, Jarrell Worthy, last night, and they didn't see it. He was kind of invisible. Not that he played bad by any means, but just really didn't make any plays. So a minor disappointment there, but lots of time yet to go left in the preseason.
In the secondary is the last area of concern again, where you've had, again, there's a lot of changes that are going to be in that secondary. It was, as you had just mentioned, that there's a competition for a starting spot. The safety spot's going to look different this year, look a bit different. And then there's Charles Woodson, who plays a position that you can really only define as Charles Woodson. I don't know what you'd call that position. It's just Charles Woodson out there doing Charles Woodson things. But you know, the secondary itself is going to be an interesting one this year. And you know, I know people get all caught up in depth chart races and who's going to be the guy that lines up on the first snap of the game as the starter, but that secondary seems like a unit that could potentially be a unit that could be in a bit of flux as the year goes on, depending not just on availability of players, but on matchups and things like that, just given that there's such an even line at some of the positions where guys are playing, that a lot of these guys are going to have an opportunity, again, assuming they make the roster, they're going to have that opportunity to compete all throughout the year.
Yeah, some ups and downs yesterday in the secondary. Tremont Williams, a guy who's going to be an unquestioned starter, he grabs an interception right away in last night's game, so things are all hunky-dory right away. But then the Packers, beyond Charles Woodson, had some troubles at the safety position. You know, a guy who's kind of being looked at for getting a lot of playing time, a guy named M.D. Jennings, he gave up a touchdown pass, missed some tackles. Rookie fourth-round draft choice, Jerron McMillan, he missed some tackles. So a lot of way to go there at the safety position after Charles Woodson. So some things they definitely still have to work on as time goes on.
talking to Brian Caribou of CheeseheadTV.com. A couple more questions. You know, we look at the quarterback position now with Matt Flynn over in Seattle, and as you had mentioned, Graham Harrell started out a little bit slow and then picked up as the game went along. You know, again, the knee-jerk reaction is people are panicking all of a sudden. You know, backup quarterback all of a sudden is a weakness for the Packers. He didn't look that good right away, and I kind of laughed a little bit at that because Graham Harrell's always been kind of an interesting guy. He hung out on the practice squad for a couple of years. It wasn't like having, you know, a first-round draft pick in Aaron Rodgers sitting behind Brett Favre for 3 years. Here's a guy that's been on the practice squad for, you know, two and a half, 3 years, and somebody who now will get his chance to be the Packers' backup quarterback this season. You know, assuming that things go well for him, you know, what does he bring to the table, and how different is it going from having someone like Matt Flynn as a backup to having Graham Harrell?
Yeah, you know what's interesting is last night, if you follow social media during the game, things like Twitter, Facebook, all of a sudden Graham Harrell gets off to a slow start and everybody's lambasting him. He's he's not good. He's not Matt Flynn. But I mean, it's the first game of the year, and all of a sudden, you know, right before halftime, the end of the first half, he drives the Packers to a touchdown, kind of directing the 2 minute offense. And all of a sudden he comes to life. And I heard the comparison made that, you know, that they kind of found his comfort zone a little bit. When the Packers are in the 2 minute offense, it's kind of like almost did at Texas Tech and Mike Leach's up tempo, spread them out offense. And maybe there's something to that. So, I thought Graham Harrell looked fine, especially as time went on. And you know, if you're a Packers fan, you just kind of hope that he keeps getting better with every game the rest of the preseason. So I think he'll be fine, and you know, the more he plays, the better off he'll be.
Cleveland Browns are up next for the Packers in the preseason, and this is a team that you're going to recognize some of the guys that are in the front office, I'm sure. You're probably going to recognize some of the guys in the field, too, some former Badgers in there. The Cleveland Browns come to Lambeau next Thursday for a preseason game. What are we looking forward to in this game coming up next Thursday?
I guess a lot more of the same. You know, Aaron Rodgers, the starter, is probably going to play a little bit more than they did the first game. You're going to see him play a full quarter, a quarter and a half, maybe almost to halftime. And then the second string, third string guys will take over in the second half. So, you get to see the starters for a little bit longer. Hopefully you see some guys come back and get healthy for the Packers after, you know, I think they had 17 guys missed last week's game. And, you know, they're really looking forward to Marshall Newhouse, who was out last night, concussion. Hopefully they get him back. Hopefully Greg Jennings is back. Maybe Charles Woodson actually plays this game next week. So that's what you're looking forward to when they play the Browns.
Brian Caribou is an editor for CheeseheadTV.com. You can find his work there. You can follow him on Twitter as well, and you can follow his reactions to the Packers game in progress. As I was last night, this is where I'm getting most of the knee-jerk reaction from. You got on social media long enough, you can see how people are thinking as the game goes along. But you can follow Brian on Twitter as well, at Brian Caribou. Brian, as always, it's great to talk to you, and we'll be looking forward to you being on a bit more this year. I know last year, I think I had you on, like, what, 5 times during the year, but I think this year, I think we'll have you on quite a bit more. It's great to have someone that can analyze the game as well as you do, and obviously spends a lot of time talking and writing and thinking and doing stuff about the Packers. So always great to have you on, Brian.
Appreciate it, and I look forward to it as well.
Brian Caribou again, CheeseheadTV.com right there. You can find that interview online very shortly. Facebook, you can find it on Facebook, Sports Radio 1400, The Water Cooler, both of those on Facebook and Twitter as well, at Sports Radio 1400. Back right after this on The Water Cooler, Sports Radio 1400 WBIZ.